Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
1 hour before the start of this afternoon's performance.
My name is Sarah Larson, and I'm a mezzo-soprano and an opera singer.
My name is Andrew Stenson, and I'm a young artist with the Seattle Opera.
I am 26, and I grew up in Roseville, Minnesota. The accent always comes out when I say Minnesota. I remember going to Minnesota Opera when I was about 15 or 16 and seeing Barbara Seville at a student matinee with my high school class. And I remember sitting on the balcony and leaning forward the entire time. And I said, I'm going to do that. That looks awesome.
I am 25 years old.
And where are you from?
I'm from the great state of Minnesota in Rochester, Minnesota.
So you and Sarah both are Minnesotans.
Yes, actually. And we never met until we were both at Glimmerglass Opera in 2010, but I always love meeting Minnesotans wherever I go.
When did you start thinking about becoming an opera singer? And what would your dream be? If you could have your dream tomorrow, what would it be?
Oh, boy. I think the dream for any of us is to make a living, singing and doing what we love. You're traveling enough and you don't see your family or friends for long enough periods of time that you really have to love what you're doing in order to keep doing it, because, you know, we're not going to get filthy rich by doing this, but we do it because we love it.
There are 8 singers and 1 pianist enrolled in the highly competitive young artist program. During 21 weeks, they get a salary, instruction, opportunities to audition for the main stage productions, and countless coaching by artistic director Peter Cazares.
Your entrance up instead of down. Yeah, up.
So when you're looking at the young artists, how do you decide who has it?
Look, we have just gone through, I think, almost 600 applications for the few number of places we're going to have next year. And what happens is when it's great, you stop talking and you listen and you kind of get goosebumps and you stop taking notes and you stop thinking analytically. And that's my sign that that is a voice to contend with.
One of the great things about like theater and specifically opera for me is that I'm an only child. I'm very shy, and I can just kind of go out there and be whoever I need to be. And it's definitely a great release for me. I look like a crazy person in real life because I'll be in the grocery store singing and I'll catch myself singing Mozart recits at the gas station, pumping gas, and people will look at me and then I'll realize that I'm singing.
My first opera that I saw actually was Carmen, and at the end, José whips out a knife and he cuts Carmen's throat and she runs and slams against this white wall in the back and leaves this giant blood streak as she's dying, and I thought, this is exactly what I want to do.
Kill somebody.
The best part about this art is that we get to let ourselves and hopefully get other people to feel things that they don't let themselves feel on an everyday basis. As masochistic as it might sound, it's nice to be able to come to work and get my heart broken like 3-4 times a week.
You can see Sarah Larson break Andrew Stenson's heart in the young artist production of the French opera Werther. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.